Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one for my, that's the one that we, for all the things that we do here, the show and all my writing and all that, and all the Brain Trust members, including our good buddy John Deaney, who's back, who's with us right now, back in his 14th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And of course, then the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deaney's new award-winning book is Hunting in a Farmer's World. And it's a book I can highly recommend you and have for a long time, celebrating the mind of an entrepreneur. John, you were in the previous segment, you were talking to us about the difference between hunters and farmers, and using your metaphor in the marketplace, the fact that the farmers are the managers and the hunters are the entrepreneurs. And how many times have you and I seen someone who was a pure hunter, a stone cold hunter, right? That went out and started a business and was just a genius at creating something from nothing and scaling it to just unbelievable proportions. Just took your breath away. But then one of two things would happen. Either they became good managers. Well, actually, three things. They converted from entrepreneur to manager, like they transmogrified themselves or something. Or they hired a manager because they knew their business now needed a manager, not an entrepreneur, or they didn't, and the whole thing collapsed. What do you think?
Right. Or they outgrew it. Sometimes they just new sales. They're so good that they're stuffing new sales into the organization faster than other people can figure out how to handle it.
Isn't that a sad situation, that the more an organization grows, the more difficult it is to keep it entrepreneurial?
It is, and you know,
but it's the truth, isn't it?
Sure, you talk about being forced into management. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you of necessity become a utility infielder. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you know, take a baseball analogy. Derek Jeter's clearly a Hall of Fame shortstop, one of the best in history. And yet, when they brought on Alex Rodriguez, the Yankees asked him to move to second base. He was a competent second baseman. He had basic skills, but he wasn't a Hall of Fame level second baseman. He was a Hall of Fame level shortstop.
Right.
You know, and it's the same thing with hunters. You know, my friend Larry Linney, who wrote Make the Noise Go Away, says most executives that he's interviewed spend 20% of their time doing what they do really well, and 80% of the time doing what they have to do to keep the company running.
That's exactly right. And I have those things myself right here. Every day I have, you know, I have a certain amount of things that I have to do every day that are just regular stuff that I wish I didn't have to do, but there, and I've delegated. I'm kind of proud of myself how well I've delegated, but there are two or three things that nobody else can do but me here.
That's true, and we all run into that. But and you don't have to. I mean, it's impractical to say you're going to unload everything except your hunting tasks. Mm-hmm. Of course, you own a business; you have to have some management responsibilities. But what if that 20% of your time that you spend doing what you're really great at became 40% of your time? If you could double that, it would still be a minority. But if you doubled it, think what it would do for your company.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the key? Delegation? Better
Absolutely.
Delegation? Better
Absolutely.
Hiring? I'll tell you what. I meant what I said a minute ago. I have gotten this. I've taken to this delegating thing, and it's really liberating. But you got to hire good people, and you got to really, truly, you don't disconnect. You still make sure that they know your voice, that they know, you know, what the company's values are. They know that, you know, how we treat customers, how we treat partners, vendors, etc. They have to understand the culture and the values of the company. But beyond that, you let them do their work, right?
Well, and you have to make sure when you're delegating to the appropriate person. Jim Collins, you know, says you not only have to have the right people on the bus, they have to be in the right seats.
Right.
So you don't delegate farming tasks to hunters and hunting tasks to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to be very good at it. The the classic case, and you and I have talked about it in the past, you take a great salesman and make him your sales manager.
Yeah, big mistake.
You know, bad idea.
9 times out of 10, that's a mistake.
Right. That's not what he does well. I got a letter from a reader, somebody who read the book, fantastic guy, runs big plantations in Brazil and in eco development and sustainable mm-hmm. development. He's done amazing work down there. And he said, I read your book, I gave it to all my people, I had them read it, we sat down, we said, who's a hunter, who's a farmer? People voluntarily said, I prefer those kind of tasks, I prefer those kind of tasks. We rearranged mm-hmm. all the operating responsibility
mm-hmm.
among people according to what they felt they would like, and we are so much more effective
and
more efficient.
And what he said to you and what he learned from your book is, if you're a farmer, there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's looking at you askance. I mean, if you're a farmer, then fine. We'll find you a farmer job. If you're a hunter, fine. We'll find you a hunter job.
Right. You have to watch being judgmental about terminology. I just had two partners I talked to earlier this week, and one is a pure hunter, and one is clearly a farmer. But she read the book, and she said, I don't want to be called a farmer. Can I be an agricultural
engineer? My gosh. Oh, come on. Come on. PC is everywhere, isn't it?
Right.
Holy mackerel. That's hilarious. John, give us your website, please.
Oh, you can find me at johnfdini.com or at huntinginafarmersworld.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with John Dini. I'm Jim Blassingame, Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.